Blog Talk Radio.
Guy, won't say who, but bought a bike, had a 90-day tag on it. They ended up taking it, pulling him over, taking it away from him, having it towed. And, you don't understand why. It's kind of a bullshit thing with these guys. Our favorite crew here. In the city I live in. Bunch of fucking sick pricks. Think fucking around with people is gonna... All they're doing is creating more hate and discontent. And, it's getting crazier by the day. By the fucking day. Even this thing's not cooperating. I lost my chat room. But let me fix that. I'm going to play a song real quick while I'm waiting for this to come up. This is by my friend Mike P, the big homie. This one's called Rolling Stone.
This is a major finale. Take care of the
Thank you.
This one's for my friends who are trying to fucking knock us off. I'll be right back. I need a couple more minutes. I'm fighting them, they're fighting me.
It's Mike P. Sal Capone. It's that real hood music, man. This is our single. You know they safe up in our heads,
Tony.
Shot down.
I got a message. We got someone in the chat room from London. That's Izzy. I'm giving her a shout out. But no, that's Mike P. He's a member out of SFV. He's also a rapper. It's not that you tune into a black channel. It's just that I was playing some music while I got some shit straightened out with the computer. Oh, no, there's no offense. There's no offense taken. Trust me. There's no offense taken here. Hello, Kasha.
Hey there. How's it going?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm just hanging in there.
Yeah? Well, we got a person calling from London. This is Izzy. She's in the chat room.
And, oh, yeah?
Yeah. But you read those three emails I sent you?
You know, I started to. Yep. And, oh, really quick, that one that you were going to send, it didn't either come through or I don't have it. But, yes,
well,
I read
it
that
again,
one. That is a. Okay. Yeah, my email's fucked up. That is crazy.
Where do you want me to send it to?
Yeah, send it to the Kasha one.
Okay.
I don't know why it's not going through, but the other two went through.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll do that. But, so you read those three emails I sent you. One, well, hang on. Let me send this here. There you go. This one, it's entitled My Baby Pick.
Okay. I'll have to run back inside to check that one in a minute. Oh, gosh, it's a little loud in there right now.
It's going to go to Kasha at Ymail?
Kasha Jordan at Ymail, yeah.
Okay, I'm sending it there right now.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah, I'm not going to say nothing. You'll figure it out when you see the picture.
Well, I can't wait now.
But, what did you think about that one? Did you understand how to file a police complaint after you read that?
Yes and no. You know, I read it, and it was kind of like, you know, they were saying, don't say anything. Because the one that I read was how to deal with a police officer when you're being pulled over. That's the one that I read.
Okay. Yeah.
Was there another one?
Yeah. I sent you one that said filing a police complaint.
Ah, that one I didn't get.
Okay, I'll send you that one right now.
Okay, yeah, I did. I read the one where they actually went into the kid's home, the 17-year-old that he pulled over or tried to pull over. And then
okay.
The one on how to deal with a police officer. Those are the two that I got.
Okay. Well, we can. All right, here. We'll go to the. You're talking about the one about the federal court does not. Traffic stop does not justify home entry?
Right.
Yeah. So
yeah,
what do you think
is,
about.
I was livid when I read that. I mean, first of all, scaring the crap out of a 17-year-old by doing that is just ridiculous. But the fact that they actually thought they could do that and get away with it is just beyond me. I mean, I'm actually speechless that I read that and I'm thinking, you've got to be kidding me, right? They're that stupid. Good God. Which, by the way, a cop story, but I need to confirm it before I tell you it. But there were two different ones that I wanted to tell you about. One in Colorado. And that's
getting back to the 17-year-old trying to chase him into the house. Well, you know, they didn't just try and chase him into the house. They kicked in the front door, which woke the parents.
Right.
And when they opened the door, they pointed a gun at his head, yelling, "On your knees, fucker. Here we come."
Yeah. Yeah.
And
yeah,
the mom
yeah,
asked if they had a warrant, and she was blasted in the mouth with pepper spray.
Yep, and so was the 14-year-old.
Yep.
So, yeah, it's ridiculous. I just ran in there really quick, and Boss Man just flashed your baby pick at me. Sorry. Not to get off on a different subject, but it kind of caught me off guard. Oh, my God. Here I'm trying to be all serious talking about this, and he flashes that. I mean, I'm like, oh, my God.
Who showed you that?
Oh, Ryan did, my manager.
Yeah. I told you it was self-explanatory.
Classic. And I can't laugh, and I can barely talk. My jaw is killing me. So you can't. You kind of worried before you said stuff like that.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah,
my
man,
God, that is so funny.
No, I'm doing
That's
my
a
show.
Good one.
Is the number? Hold on 1 second. No, go ahead. Okay. Give me. I'll call you back about 8:15 if that's cool. All right, thanks. Bye-bye. Yeah. No, that was, I was getting a call returned. One of my friends bought a bike from Bill, and our favorite patrol over here decided they were going to pull him over, and they took the bike away from him because they said that it wasn't registered at the DMV yet.
What?
But they took it just because he was wearing his colors.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Well, it just goes to the way these fuckers are over here.
That. Wow. That's awful. When did that happen?
Today.
Oh, my. So they can do that? I mean.
No, they can't. It's just that, if they say you got paperwork saying one thing and they say, well, this doesn't say that, but you can't look at what they're looking at because they won't show it to you. So you got to go by what they say. And then $500 later, you get your bike back because when you go there to pick up your bike, you have all the paperwork that says the bike belongs to you. So the tow company, if they know that their bike's not registered, they're not going to give it back to you until you get the proper paperwork. So, you know what I mean? It's just to fuck
yeah.
with the guy.
Wow. What an
Yeah,
ass.
You're right, Izzy. They fucking can, but they are a criminal organization.
Yeah. Well,
no, I'm
you
just
know,
reading what you wrote in the chat. I'm bouncing back and forth from the chat room to the studio.
Okay, well, that's Ryan in there writing. So I have no idea. I'm outside right now, and he's in there. It's way too loud for me to be in there and talk, so I can't hear anything.
Uh-huh.
So I have no idea what he's writing to you. But, yeah. Wow.
Well, he hasn't written anything yet, but...
Oh, I thought you said he did. Okay. Never mind.
No. That was Izzy in London. She's calling from... Or she's in a chat room from England.
Oh, okay. Her, okay. Awesome.
Yeah. And once she gets up to speed on what we're talking about, she'll probably call back in.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to pay back all those dollars to China, I know. Now it's like, so tell me how you would handle that situation. It's 2 a.m, you get a knock at the door, you don't answer the door because you don't know who it is. The door
right.
flies open and you get shot in the face with pepper spray. What do you do?
When I was reading that, I was trying to place myself into how they reacted and how I would have reacted, and I would have done the same thing. I mean, I can't even imagine being through that, going through that. You know, like
mm-hmm.
you said, you're asleep, minding your own business, and next thing you know, you're getting the crap scared out of you, and people barging in. You don't know what the hell they're doing there, who they're after, what they're doing. I mean, it's...
Yeah, I usually answer the door with a gun.
I was just livid when I read it, so...
At that time in the morning, I usually answer the door with a gun.
Do you?
Yeah. You know, you guys are doing... I just popped over to the block, but you guys got 12,272 hits today.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, awesome. Okay, cool.
You guys are hovering right between 12 and 15,000.
Oh, right on.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. Very cool. Well, and it's my girl, too. I love Tina. She's awesome. Absolutely. And, yeah, and I don't even know if my picks went through to you since my email seems to be messed up. I sent more. I think it was Wednesday or Thursday last week I sent some to you. So,
yeah, I got
them. They even went through. Okay. But, yes, no, that's awesome. And Tina's great. Is she ever going to get her butt on here and call in?
I don't know. I sent her a message. I sent her last week, well, Thursday, since Ryan didn't know, but last Thursday, California went dark for about 12 hours everywhere.
Oh, what happened?
Some clown in Yuma hit the wrong button and he shut down four states.
Oh my God! No, I didn't.
And
know
one
that.
Of the two of the nuclear reactors up in Santa Anafre, California, went offline because of the if they get that low voltage hit or that high voltage hit, it could shut them down again. So they shut everything down and then they brought it up by grid by grid.
Oh,
and I apologize to Izzy. Izzy is a woman. I'm sorry. I might have said he, and I apologize for that.
Oh, no. Well, you did say she, so it's okay. Wow. That for 12 hours, four states. Oh, my God. Nice.
Yeah, I was on the freeway when it went out. I didn't know nothing until I got off. I went to get off my exit, and I ended up on the shoulder, crossed over one of the exits to get to the other exit. And then white lined it all the way to the house. Yeah,
wow.
You're right. Izzy wrote that pity he couldn't hit the wrong button and close the White House, the FBI, the CIA, and the ATF down.
Good one.
Exactly.
Good one there. That's awesome. Wow.
So of the two you got, what was the other one you received?
The one on basically how to handle yourself if you're pulled over. Don't volunteer any information.
The one that talks to you about knowing your rights?
Exactly. Yep, that one. Yep, so that was the other one that came in, which some of that I didn't even know. I mean,
yeah.
I figure, you know, because God knows I've been pulled over. And,
yeah.
You know, they ask you questions, you know, what are you doing? Where'd you come from? Where are you going? And I'm just like, oh, let's see, I've got 6 puppies in the car with me, 4 that are 3 weeks old, not even eyes open yet. Let me think. It's the middle of, you know, a blizzard. Where do you think I'm going, buddy? You know, so.
Yeah.
Because yeah,
you're hot and they want to talk to you.
He kept me there. Well, part of it, you're funny. Part of it, I read on there that, you know, they said that only 15 minutes should be no more than 15 minutes when they pull you over. And he had me there. I kid you not. It was over 20 minutes. He kept me there in a blizzard in my little Camaro.
Did you fire a plane?
Huh? No, that's what I mean. I had no idea. Up until I met you, I had no idea you could file a complaint. Not a clue.
Oh, yeah. As a matter of fact, I'll tap into that one right now, but I'll tell you.
Uh-huh.
I sent it to you, but it's probably inside, but it says filing a police complaint and reporting police brutality or misconduct is a step towards ending the abuse of power. Never, ever walk into the police station by yourself and try to file a police complaint. They have civilian testers that will show you will be harassed or falsely arrested for doing so. No, what you do is, like me, the last time I turned one in, I went and got this guy's about 6'5", about 340.
Ooh.
And just opening the door, he looked intimidating. So they bent over backwards to get him out of there because he was kind of irate. But the examples of police misconduct are rudeness, excessive force, soliciting or accepting bribes, drinking on duty, harassment, which you could have got him for rudeness and keeping you there longer than he was supposed to, harassment.
Mm-hmm.
He discriminated against you because you were the only one he pulled over, and
mm-hmm.
you could have probably got him for sexual harassment because, like I said, you're hot.
Wow, that is That's interesting. So do you know anything, and this might be like a minor thing, but when they put you in their car, when they pull you over, have you ever like had to go sit in their car with them when they talk to you?
No, usually I get handcuffed and put on the curb.
Right on. Okay, so you got one up on me. No, I've ended up...
They put you in the car because you were hot. They wanted a captive audience.
Yeah, and it was a sheriff, too. It was that blazer that they drive around. It's a bright red blazer. Yeah.
Were you wearing a skirt? That's probably why he told you to climb in there.
No. Actually, no, I wasn't. I was wearing jeans and a tank top.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But no, and I'm thinking, why am I in here? What is the problem? You can't talk to me while I'm sitting in my car? Okay.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to tell him no because, you know, I'm not going to be an idiot, but... It was just a little odd that I had to sit in the sheriff's car while he talked to me. Wow.
What,
but no,
the front or
a
the
lot
back?
Of that I didn't know. The front.
Yeah. Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah, he put you in the front? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You didn't have your cell phone. You didn't take a picture of that, did you?
You know what? I didn't think of it. I should have.
How many times I got to tell you? You're carrying an instant camera and a recorder. One or the other. Turn them on.
I know you have. You've said that numerous times about my cell phone. And yes, well, that's it. I'm going to get pulled over. I'll see what happens.
How long ago was this?
Let's see. It was right before I moved back to Colorado, so 4-5 months ago, something like that. So yeah, it's been a while.
Well, you got for police misconduct, you may have only 60 days or up to 6 months.
Oh, interesting.
Did you get his badge number and his name?
I'm sure I've got his name on the warning that he gave me. But
okay,
yeah.
Did he fill you up? Oh, you got a warning?
Yeah.
For what?
For speeding.
That's probably why he put you in the car. Was he all coy and shit while you were in the car?
Well, I was kind of a smartass, actually, is what I said, because I kind of am a smartass. I can't help it, you know? So I was swearing and kind of being an idiot and just, yeah, that was it. Not like when not before, but when we were in the car talking.
What you should do is write that out and ask them what their policy or procedure is, and write out that he'd put you in the car, he took you out of your car, put you in the front seat of his car, and conducted an interrogation.
Mm-hmm. Which is exactly what he did. He was asking me what I was doing, where I was going. I said, look, it is 102 degrees out. I'm a little flippant irritable, which is exactly what I told him, word for word. I said,
I didn't tell you they made pills. That's okay.
You know? You would have told him what?
Uh-huh. I just told you they make pills for that.
Hey, thanks. Can I have some?
How old was the cop?
He looked maybe, early 50s. So, yeah, I'd say early 50s.
Early 50s, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow.
But, yeah, that's
it's
what
like
happened, so.
See, Izzy says the same thing. Always take photos and record.
Yeah, see
always.
There? God, I know. I should have. I totally should have.
You know, when I started, there's an attorney up in L.A., and he hands out these little wallets, and I give them to everybody. I just gave a couple of guys up in the club up in San Fernando Valley some little wallets, and I put it in my upper breast pocket right next to my recorder. So if they say anything, I got my hands up at this point, and I tell them I'm going to reach in my pocket and give you everything you asked me for, but I'm also going to tell you at this time I'm turning on my tape recorder.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy, he'll say, no, you can't do that. Oh, yes, I can.
So you can do that. I was going to ask that.
Yes, you can. You can. If they tell you they're going to arrest you, tell them to arrest you.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're gonna do it, you're gonna go. If you're gonna go for broke, you might as well go for broke the whole way.
Right.
Because basically, what they're trying to do is intimidate you. It's like this. You'll know in the first 35 to 40 seconds how it's gonna go.
Exactly.
You know.
Oh yeah.
It's like if this guy gave you a warning in that. Like me, the other day, I got stopped 5 times within a mile.
Oh, my God.
5 times. They filled out 5 contact cards. When I called to complain, the guy told me, well, you must have been doing something wrong. I said, okay, if I was doing something wrong, I said at this street, and this street, and this street, when I made the right turn, 5 blocks within a mile, I got stopped 5 times. 10 minutes each time.
Oh,
don't get off your bike. Now, I started fucking with him. I wear a full face with a dark shield. So when they tell me, they say, I want to see your face. So I lift up the front. They go, hey, what are you, a smartass? I told you to take off the helmet. I said, no, you told me you wanted to see my face. You can see my face. If you just said take off the helmet, I would have took off the helmet.
Right. Nice.
Right?
Yeah, exactly.
Am I right or wrong?
You did what he told him. Yeah, you did exactly what he asked you. So you
That's
showed
it.
Him your face.
That's
I'm
it.
I'm talking to smart ass. That's what he said. It was what he's asking.
That's it. That's what I did. I showed him, you know. So then it's like, well, what are you, a smart ass? No, I'm doing what you said. You said you wanted to see my face. I'm showing you my face.
Right.
I said, besides, you already know who I am.
That is ridiculous. My God. So what do you do? Like, after the first couple of times you've been pulled over within a mile, I mean, what do you say to them then? You know, the next one pulls you over, what do you say to them?
What do I say?
Yeah.
Under my breath, I go, what the fuck do you want now? You guys went by the other fucking way. You were going west when they had me pulled over on the east side. You guys turned around to come and talk to me. Oh, no, we didn't see anything. Bullshit, motherfucker, you didn't see it. That's just
right.
How I talked to them.
Yeah. Wow. Well, like I said, the only thing I do is I can, like, you know, be kind of a smartass, and I tend to swear when I probably shouldn't, but it's like, whatever, you know. I'm not going to treat them any different than anybody else. I don't really care. So,
Right. Whatever.
You know, people are just always like, oh, gosh, you got to be nice to them. Well, you know what? No, I don't. So fair.
Oh, you don't have to be nice.
Either I'm going
to
get a ticket or I'm not. No. Whatever.
You know, I'll tell you a quick story. And I seen this on the internet, and what happened was one night, and a friend of mine has one of those crotch rockets.
Oh, yeah.
So he had a girl on the back. He was wearing a full-face helmet. She was wearing a full-face helmet and high heels. That's it.
Oh.
They rode around for an hour and a half. Nothing happened until she took the helmet off.
Really?
Yeah, so obviously you can ride around naked in high heels, but once you take the helmet off, you're going to get pulled over.
Oh, my God.
And like
Izzy
says, you don't have to be nice.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep.
Wow. You know, it's just...
Well...
Go ahead. Go ahead.
I was going to say, when he pulled me over, he had asked me, you know, of course, license, registration, all that stuff. And I said, well, I can give you my proof of insurance and my license, because I can't give you my registration. He said, well, why not? And I said, well, because, I said, would you believe that I'm outdated? And he says, what are you talking about? I'm like, no, I'm not being a smartass, seriously. I said, I'm not being a smartass. I lived in the country at the time, so, of course, you're going to get field mice everywhere. Well, they had gotten into my glove box and ate everything in my glove box. I said, look at this. I said, there's mouse shit in the car. I said, I'm going to get it detailed. So, you know, you can take it or leave it. This is what's left of my registration. So this is how I talk to him. You know, it's like, don't look at me like I'm, you know, like I'm being an ass or a smart ass or whatever, but this is going to piss me off. You know, I told him exactly the truth. It's my car. I'm outdated. What do you do? So he really didn't like that response too much, but, well, look at the two marks. You can see it on the paper, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Well, it's like Izzy says, only a biker knows why a dog sticks his head out the car window.
Why?
Yeah, why a police dog sticks his head out the car window.
Okay. That went above my head, way above my head.
You didn't get it, huh?
No. He had to explain this to me.
Come on, I know you're not blonde. Because fucking pigs suck. They stink.
Oh, yeah, okay. Come on, I have my moments. Come on now.
Yeah, you can have your moment.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Oh,
in fact,
goodness.
You can have Ryan show you my baby picture again if you want.
You know, that's kind of frightening. That's so wrong. Oh, my God, that was so funny.
Yeah,
God.
Oh, I'll get about 100 emails wanting to see that picture. But it's like some days you're the bug, some days you're the windshield.
Exactly. Oh, goodness. Oh.
I'm already getting this. Kimmy blonde? Yes, Kimmy's blonde. But Kimmy's not on the phone. This is Kasha.
Yeah, it's me. Like I said.
And now I got somebody saying, hey, knock off the blonde jokes. You know, it's just like everybody's, it's getting crazy, man, really.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. Now we're in here, we got two blondes in the chat room, one saying knock off the blonde jokes, the other one says, hey, I'm blonde. You know, and then and over in London, they say sometimes we're the statue and sometimes we're the pigeons.
Oh, goodness. Well, I'm a brunette, so I don't know what my excuse is.
Hey, that's all right. You can get away with it. You know why?
Why?
You got to do is smile.
What? All I do is smile?
All you got to do is smile.
Oh, all I got to do is smile. Gotcha. Sorry, I've got to go get my drink because I'm like a little thirsty. Now I can't hear. Wow. Well. It's going to get loud probably in just a second. Yep. All right, so what else is going on?
I get told keep it up.
Okay.
Well, okay, now. You said they went into your car and started looking through stuff?
In my car?
Yeah.
No. He didn't look through anything. He just told me to go sit with him in his laser.
What I'm saying is when he asked for your registration.
Oh, yeah.
He went and looked in your car, right?
Oh, probably. I have no doubt. I was bent over in my glove box, so I have no doubt he did.
Because you never give up your right to unreasonable search and seizure. Never. I do not consent to a search, and am I free to go? That's the phrase you need to keep remembering.
Right. And that was something I didn't know either until I read more about that article that you
sent
me.
I'm going to remain silent, and am I free to go?
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Right.
You don't have to remember, you don't have to tell the police officer you don't want to talk to him. It's the law. I am going to remain silent, and am I free to go?
Yep, absolutely.
If they want to search your car, I do not consent to a search, and am I free to go?
So they can get pissed
off at
you
for saying
that.
Your front door? Huh?
But they can get pissed off at you for saying that, but there's nothing they can do, correct?
No. All you got to do is those phrases. Am I free to go? No, I do not consent to a search. Am I free to go? I'm going to remain silent, and am I free to go?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because they depend on your fear and intimidation to get what they want from you.
Oh, absolutely.
Always.
Absolutely.
Always.
Yep.
Because they won't force you to do anything. They'll say you did it voluntarily.
Oh, well, yeah, absolutely.
So if you show that you're afraid, it's like I said, the first 30 to 45 seconds, they're going to tell them what's going on. They're going to know if they can pull one over on you or not.
Yep.
Because they only know, people only know how smart you are until you open your mouth.
Exactly. That's exactly it, though.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, and again, it's human nature to answer their questions. They ask a question, you answer it. You know, so I can understand
with a question.
People. What?
With a question.
With a question, exactly. Now I know.
With a question.
That is the answer, with a question.
Always with a question. Whatever they say, it's like if they ask me, where are you going? I'm going to point A. Where are you coming from? Point B. Where are you going after that? Point C. You know, I got pulled over at a checkpoint one night. And the guy said, roll down the window. So I rolled it down 2 inches. He said, have you had anything to drink today? Not me. I don't drink. I'm an alcoholic. At that point, he didn't know what the fuck to say. Then he said, roll down the window all the way. And I said, I don't have to. He said, well, you know, we know you were at the bar for 2 hours. I said, really? You guys are watching me that close? Wow.
They actually watched you for that long to see how long you were there?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, you can't outrun the radio.
Oh,
and then where they had the checkpoint, once you get in there, you can't turn around. There's no way. You got to go through it. There's no way around it.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. There's no way around it. You know, yeah. Well, like Izzy says, let's get serious. Izzy, you're listening. You want to talk about the fucking gang acts and the use of informants. Dial me up.
Talk about the what?
But yeah, it's like out here, you know, they will lie to make you talk.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just like the Constitution. And like, okay, look, in Australia, Canada, some parts of Europe, okay, the only thing that stops them from doing all the bullshit they're doing there here in America is we have the Bill of Rights. And we have the amendments. You got to remember your 4th, 5th, and 14th Amendment. 4th, 5th, and 14th Amendment. If you don't remember those four, or those three, well, those four actually, the Bill of Rights, the 4th Amendment, your 5th Amendment, and the 14th Amendment, if you don't remember those, you might as well bend over because you're going to get fucked.
Mm-hmm. Okay, wait, what's the 14th, though?
Huh?
I have no problem asking. What's the 14th?
The 14th?
Yeah.
It's hang on, I'll give you the exact quote.
Okay. Because the 4th one I know.
What's the 5th?
The 5th one isn't that plead the 5th where people you don't say anything?
Yeah.
Okay.
The 14th Amendment was designed to grant citizenship and to protect the civil liberties of the recently freed slaves, but it's also it prohibited the states from denying or abridging the privileges or immunities of citizens of the United States, depriving any person of his life, liberty, or property without due process, or denying any person within their jurisdiction equal protection to the laws.
Okay.
So it's to protect your civil liberties and grant depriving you of any of your person of life, liberty, or property without due process.
Okay.
So if they want to take your shit, which they took the bike, they could have said, you know, sometimes in the heat of the moment, I wasn't there. So if I was there, they wouldn't have took his bike. I'll tell you that right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, how can they just take it, though?
Because they said that the paperwork wasn't registered at the DMV, so he was riding a bike that wasn't registered, which they can take because you can't prove that it's registered.
Okay, because I remember
saying
that.
Yeah, but it's like this. Before they pull you over, right between the seats or in front of the seat is a little computer screen with a keypad. They type in your license number as they're pulling you over. They hit send, and everything pops up all about you. They know if your insurance is in effect, if your license is in effect, If you have any warrants, wants, or any fucking thing, all the information comes up on that screen.
Oh, so they do know if you have insurance.
Yes, they do. They're all tapped into the DMV. You know, it's like Izzy wrote in the chat room. Even a fish wouldn't get caught if it kept its mouth shut. You know, it's like you heard me tell that story about me where they took the four things away from me on the side of the road.
No.
Thinking that I'd have to stay there until somebody brought me a helmet. Or, you know, I just got on a bike and rode away without one. And then made a right turn next to him at the light. But I had my day in court, and they did too, but they got fucked because they, for the 6 months that I was dealing with the city attorney, she kept looking up stuff on the internet and sending me the wrong shit instead of the right shit.
Oh, geez.
So I'd send it back with another public service request. Which they have 10 days to answer. So like I was telling you, when if you got the warning ticket from this guy, and you got his name and his badge number, write out the story of what happened, and you'd like to, and then send it to him with the thing that you'd like to know the policies and procedures of that community.
Mm-hmm.
They have 10 days to answer you. If they don't answer you in 10 days, you let me know, and I'll tell you how to fill out the complaint for the FBI. If they don't do nothing, they got 10 days to answer you too. If they don't answer you, I can send you to the Department of Justice, and I guarantee somebody will either come and see you, or they will call you and talk to you and find out what's going on.
Right.
Because once you fill out that paper and you make that complaint, it stays in the guy's record.
Oh. So all the ones that you say that you've done, those are on all their records then?
Yes. And the four guys that I had taken off their motorcycles that lost $832.19 a piece a month for the 3 hours on Saturdays that they were supposed to maintain their bike. Now the four of them are walking a beat on second shift downtown in Oceanside, and we haven't had anybody walking a beat downtown since the fucking 80s.
Oh, my gosh.
So now when I go downtown, it's like I said, when I won't see a fucking cop nowhere until I park my bike and get off, and I'm standing there about 5 to 10 minutes, and then they're fucking six or seven deep in the parking lot across the street waiting to see who's coming.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Everybody, you know, I've had people, oh, man, that can't be happening. Fuck. Come on down to my town for a weekend. You'll see what happens.
Yeah, you cannot make this up. You cannot do it.
Mm-hmm. I'm not hiding from anybody. Usually when I go on the air with Bill, they do the same thing. And you guys never hear about, I'm usually able to counteract those guys before they hit us.
Uh-huh.
With the firewalls and stuff.
Right.
And when Bill's here, that's why sometimes you hear him talk a little more than me. It's because of that reason. I'm doing other shit in the background.
Gotcha.
I gave Izzy the number. She's going to call in.
Okay, well, good.
So, yeah, everybody likes their link, the links I put up. You know, this Thursday, did you know it's Kiss My Fucking Ass Day?
No, I did not. This Thursday? Awesome.
Yeah. This is a day when you get to tell them, whoever they are, kiss my fucking ass. Let's see if we can come up with some original comments and not that this is everyday crap, everyday for me crap. If you're going to come here with that, kiss my fucking ass.
That's awesome.
You know, usually me, I prefer to say, go fuck yourself. You know, yeah,
right.
That because that brings the same effect.
It kind of does. A little bit more, though, but yeah.
So what's going on? Did you, any more pictures? Anything,
Well, the website's finally up, and then, of course, I'll be updating that weekly because we're constantly doing stuff. A couple of shoots are coming up the next week or so, and then I'll get you more pictures, too, if you want them.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah.
Okay, because the ones you sent me the other day, I'm saving for next week.
Oh, okay. Send those for next week. So do you want any for this week or not?
Yeah, you can send me some.
Okay. Or you can just use them whenever. Okay. I can do that. But yeah, we need, speaking of that, we need to get her butt in here to call. I need to razz her about
that.
Tina.
Who's that, Tina?
Yeah.
Yeah, I sent her a message.
I mean, she's just a
dork. I just unmuted Pete from Boston. He's got some interesting news.
Hey, Pete's calling in?
Yeah.
Hey.
Go ahead, Pete.
Well, it's official. My mother thinks I'm still a virgin. Yeah. And I had to tell her today that I wasn't. She doesn't believe me, though. Yes, there really is something exciting happened to me in my boring life. We have a radio show, Radio AM 1030 in Massachusetts is like the biggest AM radio station in Massachusetts. You know, they're the most popular, they have the most listeners. And I was coming home from the grocery store, and Dan Ray, who's a big he's a biker and he supports bikers and all that, was having the registrar on from the Registry of Motor Vehicles. And he said that they'd be taking questions for her. So I said, I got to call in. Now, the chances of getting on his show or just even getting on Radio 1030 are like 1 in 100. I mean, it's difficult. So
right.
I called, and I got a busy signal. I tried 30 times. I finally got through. I got on. Took about 20 minutes. They were giving out low-number license plates. What that means is, in Mass, if you're familiar with low-number, it's a special. Usually when I see a low-number plate, usually cops have them, judges, lawyers, district attorneys, law enforcement, sheriffs. They're like a special license plate. It's not like, you know, say a license plate was Massachusetts license plate was ABC123, ABC.123. A low number plate might be 1234. So when the cops are behind you and they see that plate, they know that you're somebody important. You know, it's almost like kissing. You got to kiss somebody's ass to get one of those plates in this state. So the registry decided to give out.
You know, when I was a kid, my first car was a Corvette, and my license plate said FUNGOO, Fungu.
Like it's that type of thing. You know, it's not a novelty plate. They call it a low number plate, and most people that have them, for example, Gino, his mother has a low number plate because his father was a police officer, and he's dead now, but
right.
She has a low number plate. And so they had a raffle type thing, and the registrar was announcing the names on the radio. So I called in, and they put me on, and she's a female. The registrar is a female, and her name is Rachel. And I said, I have one question for you, and it's a tough question, and probably one that you're not going to want to hear. And I said, why is it in Massachusetts do the registry fees keep going up? For example, a title for a motor vehicle has gone up from $50 to $75. Registration has gone from $30 to $50. You know what, Phil? She couldn't answer my question. The radio guy, it almost turned into an argument, bro. The radio guy, Dan Ray, had to protect her because she didn't know how to answer the question. I basically just came right out and asked her. I told her, I said, you know, I said, I do a couple other radio shows, and I'm used to being on the radio. And I said, you know, I've read your background, the registrar I'm talking about now. It looks like that you're for the people, that you try to save people. You're a state representative. You try to save people money. I said, we're going through tough times right now, so why is the registry keep raising their fees for motorcycle plates, for automobile plates, inspection stickers, you know, whatever, titles, registrations? Do you know that she was totally speechless? And Dan Ray, the host of the show, had to cut me off. He didn't hang up on me, but boy, he got me off the show within like 2 minutes. I mean, because this woman could not answer one simple question I had. Why is every, you know, it's like the post office. You can see the post office, you know, Stamps keep going up. Massachusetts, for example. Post office, everybody thinks the post office is funded by the government. They're not. You know, the registry's different. They get all kinds of money. You know, I'm picking up a Mustang tomorrow. Okay? Now, I'm already terrified of the thought of the money involved in just putting this damn thing on the road. You know? Title. Sales tax, 6.6%, whatever it is now, 666, whatever it comes out to, the friggin' governor raised it to 6.6. Sales tax, registration, title, you know, the line at the registry. So I said, oh, this is a perfect opportunity because I'm buying another vehicle tomorrow, and I'm going to have to go stand in that long-ass line and pay all that expensive shit that they charge there. So I might as well call in and ask the registrar if she's working on lowering any of those fees. Do you know what, Phil? She couldn't even answer me. She was fucking speechless. She was speechless. She didn't know what to say.
Uh-huh.
I said, what are you saying to myself, what is this woman, just for looks? She's doing nothing for the registry. She's just, I mean, if you look at her, she's a good-looking girl. She looks like an actress, and that's probably what she's doing. So the guy, like I said, the host of the show, radio show, Dan Ray, he sort of supports bikers. I guess he rides himself. I don't know much about the guy. He's pretty popular here in Massachusetts and Boston. He covered her and said, well, you know, and boy, they couldn't get me. They couldn't click me off quick enough. He thought I was calling in about a biker, a motorcycle-related question, because as soon as I called in, I said, I go, you know, I do a couple, two, three biker shows a week. So he thought I was going to come out with, you know, hey, you know, why do the police harass this, that type? You know, why does the registry, have all kinds of fees for bikers and shit? I told him, I said, that's not why I'm calling. I just have one question. Why do the fees keep going up? I guess two. And are you doing anything about it as a registrar to lower the fees at the registry? And she couldn't answer me. She was totally, totally fucking speechless. She didn't know what to say. You know?
No, because when you put them on the spot, they don't know which way to dance.
Right.
Exactly. Oh,
you know what, bro? I would give my left pinky, honestly, you can cut my left pinky off, to have 5 minutes with Obama to sit down and have a one-on-one talk with him about what's going on. You know? But, you know, you and I will never get that chance. So when I can jump on something good like this, I'll do it. And you know what? WBZ Radio 1030 has thousands of listeners. And you know what? I probably got a standing ovation just by people listening to that because it's true. Give us a friggin' break. Nobody has any money. Why are you raising?
Yeah, I didn't get it. I didn't get it until you were probably off by then, but I didn't get it.
Oh, bro, I had to jump right on it because the way it went was I was coming in with my groceries. I grabbed my cordless phone. I called in. It was busy. It was busy. I called like probably 20 times anyway. I finally got through. Dan Ray answered the phone. WBZ, he asked my name. He asked where I was from. I waited about 20 minutes. They finally put me on. And she got on. And she just, like I said, man, she froze. She totally froze. So I'm saying to myself, here she is probably making, you know, $80,000, $100,000 a year as a registrar. What does she do? Just look good? You know? Is she there to just look good? You know?
Of course.
You know, they're not working to lower. Why? You know, you think they'd give us a damn break? This state is ridiculous, man. You know? So that was my little story from earlier. That and the fact that I had to tell my mother I'm not a virgin anymore. That was the other thing. Because she, for some strange reason, she thinks I'm 42 years old. But, you know, anyway. She's 67 years old, and she told me she might be pregnant. You know, we fuck around back and forth like that, you know. We're a crazy family, you know what I mean? My brother's even worse than us, you know, he's nuts. But, I'm sorry I couldn't call you back earlier. I know you called. I had to do my criminal class that's been ordered by the court. 2 hours
right.
of pure bullshit. Sitting in a class with 30 other people crammed in a hot room watching videos. I had to do that earlier from 6 to 8, so I couldn't call you back, and I apologize. But so I get that for 16 weeks, you know. They put me in this class called the 24D class. It's for alcoholics. I don't drink, and I never did. But I was
I tell them I'm an alcoholic, and I don't drink.
Well, honestly, bro, I was arrested for impaired driving, right? They gave me 3 breathalyzers. I got a 0.0 every time. I told the police, I don't drink. I'm not an alcoholic. like, well, you're on something. So they arrested me, you know. So now I did a stupid class, be in probation. It's stupid. It's all being appealed, but, you know, just another way to get money out of people. The class itself, bro, is $600 per person, and there's 30 people in my class. It's $600, and if you miss a class, you have to pay $28.50 to take another class. It's stupid. Massachusetts is all about money. It's ridiculous here. It really is. It's sickening. It's sickening. I want to move to New Hampshire because you know what the license plate in New Hampshire says? Right on it, Phil. Live free or die. Right on the license plate. There's no friggin' helmet law. There's no loud pipe law. There's no, I can have my truck lifted as high as I want. I can have my windows tinted as dark as I want.
Now that you brought that up about the loud pipes, I was fucking with him the other day. I was talking to the guy. This was a week ago, Saturday. And he said something about, hey, you still riding that Thunderheader on your dyno? Oh, yeah, why would I change it? Well, you know, in 2012, you know, we're going to have a meter. And so I said, look, man, I'm going to tell you right now. Anything below 2012 is grandfathered in. He goes, yeah, but I said, no, it's grandfathered in. And I said, are you going to be here for a few minutes? Yeah. So I went over to my bike, and in my saddlebag, it's like a file cabinet. And I clicked through there, and I went through, and I found this little paper that I got from the bait where we did testing. And my Thunderheader came out two decibels lower than the limit.
That's ridiculous.
And I said, here, take a gander at this, because I said the sheriffs and the highway patrol saw this, and they didn't say nothing. They let me go. I said, so what you guys are telling me is you're going to do selective enforcement, and you have people that are trained on this meter? Oh, well, we haven't got the training yet. Well, then why are you telling people you're going to fucking sound test their bikes if you don't have the training to do it? Well, we do it by ear. No, you can't do it by ear anymore because you have to do it by the meter because I'll win in court when you decide to write me that ticket, which I've already beaten two of those.
Well, they have that shit here. They have the little thing. They test the decibels and all that shit here. You know, they've had that for years, and it's ridiculous. I mean, let me quote this again. Loud pipes save lives. Correct?
Yeah.
Correct. So, there you go.
And I'm splitting lanes on the way home. And I'm rolling about 85, 90. And it's like the red seat parts. As soon as I, like, when I go between the cars, they don't move. But as soon as I hit the fenders and they hear that exhaust, it's like a snake. The last few weeks, though, I've been following a CHP guy. I've been going the same way for 17 years. So this guy knows me. And I talked about this a couple weeks ago. He pulled me over with a guy on a crotch rocket with his old lady on the back of it. And he was rolling right about 3 feet behind me. And that guy got on next to the semi, and I didn't see him until after when he came over when he was moving over to get behind us. So when he pulled us over, he let me go, and he gave that guy fucking two tickets. Following too closely and excessive speed.
Now, when you say CHP, it makes me laugh because the first thing I think of is Chips. Remember the show Chips?
Yeah.
Launch and John. I mean, is there really a CHP? I guess there is, right? California Highway Patrol. I mean, imagine getting pulled over by Poncho John. I mean, I'd take off on him, you know?
Yeah, I actually...
Eric Estrada, you know? Just imagine Eric Estrada pulling you over. I'd take off. I'd laugh at him and take off.
I'd actually met both of those guys.
Did you? Yeah, I heard Eric Estrada's pretty cool. I don't know about the other guy.
The other guy's uptight, but Eric Estrada's all right.
Because Eric Estrada still
like,
makes a little bit of money here and there. The other guy don't do shit.
Yeah, he's like 60, almost 60 years old, and he's trying to, you know, you can only tuck and nip so much shit.
Oh, yeah, no kidding.
So what else is going on over in that way? Because whatever happened to you today is going to happen to me tomorrow.
Trying to think, geez. Okay, we had an earthquake a couple weeks ago. We had a huge hurricane, partial tornado. It was 85 today, and I heard tomorrow it's going to snow. So So I don't know, you know, all kinds of weird shit happened in the state, you know. I mean, they have a saying in Massachusetts. It says, don't like the weather in Massachusetts, wait 5 minutes. No, I mean, it's not going to snow, but the weather here has been strange. Like I said, it was 85 today, and it's going to get real cold this week, which is nice because it's nice riding weather. It's nice. I don't know. I've had enough of this humidity and this heat, man. I can't take it anymore. That's why I always say I could live in California. I would enjoy living in California because of the weather, you know. I mean,
yeah.
I know it snows in California and stuff, but certain parts of California, I guess it snows. But, I mean, it's perfect weather. It's a perfect temperature, you know. And
yeah,
it really changes.
Yeah, it was 79. It's slight breeze off the ocean. Little bit of cloud cover here and there, but otherwise it was a nice day.
Have we heard anything about Bill's training bras?
No, he hasn't found the training bra yet. He's still dealing with a set of double Ds.
Is he gonna be on Thursday? Because I can't wait to call in.
Yeah, he'll be on Thursday. He's taking care of his mom today.
I'm not gonna let him live that one down. No, because I called in. I don't know. And Kasha was listening that night last Thursday. Were you listening last Thursday, Kasha?
No, I was not last Thursday. I wasn't able to.
But here's the funny thing. I called in, and as soon as I called in and I hit number one to get on, you know, onto Q there on the show, I heard Bill say training bra. So for the next 45 minutes of the show, everybody busted Bill's balls about training bras. Basically, he said it was a typo. He didn't mean to say
that.
Yeah,
and even his wife.
His wife
even
called.
Even Bill's wife called in.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That was the night you were sick.
Yeah. Oh, I missed it.
You go back and listen to the archives, though. It was 2 weeks, 2 weeks ago on a Thursday.
I got to tell you, the funniest show was a few weeks ago. I called in, and Bill was talking, and Phil was calling a hair salon. And what I get a kick out of is Bill continues to talk. He hears the phone ringing, but he just, I don't know if he doesn't pick up on it, Phil, or what, but Phil's calling a hair salon, and this guy answers the phone, Tomas. Remember Tomas?
Yeah.
And you know the show I'm talking about. I mean, your listeners got to archive that one. How long ago was that? That was, let me see.
Three weeks.
It was a Thursday,
three
right?
Weeks, almost a month.
Yeah, that was the funniest show you've ever had. I couldn't stop laughing. I kept listening to the archives. Phil called the hair salon because it was some girl, friend of his there getting her hair done, and this guy answered the phone. His name was Tomas. Well, I'll leave it at that. You figure it out. It's California.
Yeah, well, what happened with that was Melody, and that was about the flag ride and another fundraiser going on that weekend and then the flag ride in September, which
but
was
the funny
last
thing
Sunday.
About it was when Phil was calling, I pretended to be the person answering the phone at the hair salon. So
well,
that's
because the I hung up, but just before I hung up, you started talking.
Well, I realized that I had hung up.
I caught on right away that somebody was playing. You know, somebody was going to step on it,
but Bill
didn't catch
was
it.
Totally fooled. I mean, Phil was too, but not as much. Bill was totally fooled because I said, "Hello, hair salon." He goes, Bill says, real professional, you know, real stern. He's like, may I speak to Tomas, please, or whoever he was asking for. I says, no, this is Hans. And he's like, Hans. I said, would you like a manicure? It was just funny because Phil and Bill were both fooled. They actually thought that I was a hairdresser, a gay hairdresser, you know. And
I realized that I had hung up.
But then, right, then they called back and got a hold of the place. And Tomas answered the phone, who was very nice. And he gave us some really good prices on some cuts and colors. And, you know, Phil's friend there was having something done to her hair, and it was coming out pretty good. And it was a pretty funny show, I would say. It was a pretty...
Yeah, she was... The guy said, you want to talk to her? She's under the hair dryer right now, but I can interrupt her.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. Yeah. Phil was talking about getting some extensions and it getting his hair colored. I mean, it was a funny. If you could find it in the archives, listen to it because it's funny.
Okay.
And I'm telling you, I'm trying to think of when that was. It was a couple Thursdays ago. Was it 3 weeks ago?
It was like the 25th or the 1st.
All right.
The 25th of August versus September.
That was some funny shit, man. That was some funny shit. Because they're like, Phil's calling in, and then he hung up, and I'm like, hello, hair salon. And he's like, can we speak to, Bill trying to be all tough, rough and tough. Can I speak to Tomas, please? I'm like, this is Hans. Would you like a manicure? And Bill's like, no, I would not like a manicure. I'm like, can we get Tomas? And it was freaking funny. Then they caught on that it was me, But then, they actually got a hold of the actual hair salon, and a man did answer the phone, who was very friendly. And then it just went from there, but it was hilarious. It was hilarious. It was very fun.
Yeah, I mean that was that. You had him going, dude. He didn't. Yeah. And then when Kathy called in, that really fucked him up.
His wife calling. So check this out. I'm in the grocery store today, right? And I'm in the cheese. I'm in the shredded cheese section. I wanted to make nachos, and I have a red shirt on, and it's an old one. It says Support Salem 81 with the lightning bolts in the middle, and on the back it says When in Doubt, knock 'em on. And I'm standing there, and the two workers that were stocking the cheese and stuff, they're looking over at me, and one guy says to the other guy, he says real loud, he says, did you watch Sons of Anarchy tonight, last night, whatever it was? And the other guy says, no, what? What is that? He was a young kid, And the other guy was older. He goes, it's a biker show. It's a show about bikers that kill people. They're a gang of bikers that kill people. And I just rolled my eyes, I was going to say something, but they were kids, One was probably like 18. The other one was probably like 23. I said, yeah, you got to watch Sons of Anarchy. Obviously, they're trying to get my attention, by here. They're looking over. It's a show about a biker gang that kills people. I said, Jesus Christ, that's why, too many people watch that show. It's a great show, but do they think that shit is really going on? I mean, come on, give me a break.
Right.
It's friggin' Hollywood, you know what I mean?
I'm going to tell you, some of those guys before that show came on never rode a bike in their lives.
I know. Oh, it's true.
All right now, though.
Yeah. And I did not get to watch season premiere. I'm a little upset.
Well, you can go on Justin TV or if you've got on demand your cable system, you can go in there and get it on FX.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We were going to start doing the show live from the bar. Before the show comes on, and it's just too much hassle downtown right now.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, I'd like to be able to sit there and do it without three guys standing in the fucking doorway with nightsticks in their hand. It's kind of not that I'm afraid of them. I just don't want anything to happen because somebody's gonna have 2-3 beers in them and say something stupid.
Exactly. Yep. No, that's. Yeah.
And then after they thump him, I get to thump him.
Jeez, Phil, you know all those guys in that show, man. I was looking at your pictures.
Don't be a hater.
Oh, I'm jealous. I mean,
don't be a hater. In fact, tonight they're gonna play. They're gonna play one of Atticus 7 songs tonight in there.
Oh, nice.
I mean, very cool.
My big question, Phil: Have you ever met Ron Perlman?
Yes.
You have.
I met all them guys.
Okay, Perlman kind of keeps to himself,
Yeah.
He's Hellboy.
Yes and no.
He's Hellboy,
Yes and no. Yes and no. It's like tonight they're going to play Atticus 7 song, Dying Slowly.
Cool.
It's going to be featured on tonight's episode. What I'll do is... Yeah, what I'll do is I'll put the link up in there. I should have thought about that earlier. I forgot.
Cool.
Where did Izzy go?
Huh?
Where did Izzy go?
Izzy, something might have happened.
Okay.
You know who Izzy is, right?
Of course.
Okay. A lot of people don't know who Izzy is.
She's
in London.
I know. She just came back on now. I noticed on the chat room.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I know who she is.
Oh, she says that she's there, but she has a problem with the phone. Her and Tramp are trying to fix it. I just put that up in there. It's the Attica 7 song, Dying Slowly. And if I can pull it up, I'll play it for you guys.
Cool.
Hang on.
Romero Parada. Friends call me Romeo. I'll have a Coke ready.
Here we go. This is part of the promo right now. You guys are getting a treat right now.
Nice.
This is inside stuff.
Romero Parada, friends call me Romeo. I'll have a Coke ready for you for the run back. We forgot to mention we'd also be running Coke for the Galindo cartel.
You hiding something from me?
Sounds like you already knew your answers.
This is bad for our family.
What empowers them to go head-to-head with the Russians?
Revenge.
There goes the neighborhood.
I want something more for my boy.
Just tell me what we do.
You tell me what we do.
How do we get where the way we get from who we think we are?
Give my whole life to this club. I don't want to walk away with nothing.
Sons of Energy. All new episodes, Tuesdays at 10, only on FBC.
Yeah, so you guys, that's a special treat there.
It's nice how everybody's all. You're right. You know, you're totally right about half those guys aren't riding motorcycles, and once they started doing the show, and now they all ride. They all got bikes now. You know, and
yeah.
they get involved too. I see with a lot of stuff, runs and stuff like that.
Uh huh.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I usually miss Sons of Anarchy because. Well, sometimes I pass out.
Well, Phil was very nice the other day. He sent me a really nice photo of one of the boys on there. So that was awesome.
I sent you 99 photos with that attachment here.
I was gonna correct myself, 99, but I haven't seen all of them.
Hey, and none of them hold. None of them hold a hair on anybody's ass to that baby picture I sent you.
Oh, God. That is so long.
So, Phil,
I got an extended promo, and tonight is when Danny Trio comes on.
I like Danny Trio, yeah. Big fan of his.
I got a shitload
of
those.
That dude, I can't, you know, Danny Trejo, he's done so many movies, I lost count. I liked him.
Yeah, he's as tall as me. He's only 5'8".
You know what I read yesterday, Phil? I was reading that Rob Zombie's making some type of biker movie.
Yeah, he is.
There's
some people I know are going to be in that, but I can't say nothing until it's confirmed.
Really? And he's in the process of making a movie called The Lords of Salem, which is being filmed in where I was born and raised, Salem, Massachusetts, the witch city, and different locations that he's shooting at I grew up by. So, but then I was reading that, and then I noticed that he's making some type of biker movie in the process of doing it. Or knowing him, it will be something insane, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, the guy's got a strange imagination.
Yeah. That's an understatement.
No, I like his style. I even like he uses like 8mm like film. Like he makes his films old, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Like Devil's Rejects, you know what I mean? I mean,
exactly.
I can't get enough of that movie. I mean, it was brutal, but
yeah. Yeah, well, he's an amazing musician. That's the thing, too. I mean, he really is.
Yeah.
So
when I first saw him, I was like, you know, wow, this guy is scary looking. But then when he started getting into film, and he took off all the makeup and shit, you know, and they were doing it. I watched a couple interviews. He was just a normal guy with a brain.
Oh, yeah, he's hot. Oh, yeah, he's way hot.
A scary looking dude when he's up, all done up in his makeup and shit. Kind of looks a little bit.
It's like,
Do you have anybody in queue, Phil? Because my friend Willie was supposed to call in.
No, not right now.
Oh.
The only one I was waiting for was Izzy.
Oh.
The other people that told me they were going to call in, I guess, are too scared.
Yeah.
I got one saying that something came up and won't be able to call in.
Oh, they're lost.
But
we're having fun. That's all that matters. Fuck them.
Exactly. It's always fun when Pete's on here.
Yeah, I got to straighten things out, you know what I mean? I mean, hey.
Yeah, you're still looking for a training bra.
Yeah, well, wait till Thursday. That's going to be the topic of the two-hour show on training bras.
Yeah.
Why was that man talking about training bras? Is he listening right now? You think he's listening to us? No,
who,
he's
Bill?
Probably with his mom, he said, right?
Mom, dude.
Yeah.
But, no, it's like I got an email today from Kale, Rusty's wife. Attica's going to play the Whiskey, which is up in Hollywood, the Whiskey A Go-Go, which is up in Hollywood on November 10th. And Evan Seinfeld, formerly of Biohazard, makes the announcement on the stage with Down and Down's lead singer, Philip from Pantera.
Wow.
Down performed live at the in Anaheim on Friday, September 9th, in front of 20,000 people. So I'll let you, I'll give you guys a taste of what this was. This is the message I got today.
Okay.
You know, I've been around the fucking world with these motherfuckers since like early 90s, during the Pantera Biohazard era. So often, how great is fucking Brown? And I love Pantera, I fucking always love CLC and fucking
So yeah, you guys are getting a few treats today.
Ah, the Planet Whiskey. I mean, Jim Morrison used to play there a lot.
Yeah, they usually play the Whiskey or Viper Room.
Yeah, that's Johnny Depp's old club, the Viper Room. I don't know if he still owns it.
Yeah, he still owns it.
Does he?
Yeah.
He can afford it. I like him. I think he's a great actor. And he is Captain Jack Sparrow. You know? Nobody else can play him. Yeah, I mean, although Keith Richards plays a great pirate as well.
Uh-huh.
You know, he only has like a 2-minute cameo, but he does one hell of a job as a pirate, Keith Richards. My hero. Don't ask why, but he's my hero.
Oh, I'm going to I'm gonna give everybody a treat on a taste of Atticus 7.
Nice.
This one's called Into the Blackness.
Oh, that sounds a good one.
Have you seen the video yet?
Oh.
That was Atticus 7, Rusty and the Boys.
Nice.
Cool. Badass.
Yeah, somebody asked if I went to Bishop last week for the Bowl Summit. No, I couldn't make it. I had some things come up and prior commitments. I didn't find out about it until about a week and a half beforehand.
Hey, what happened last week, man? You weren't on.
The power went on in California, man, for about 12 and a half hours. Some guy in Yuma hit the wrong switch. Shut down four states.
Huh.
They turned everything off, and then they had to bring it all up grid by grid.
Wow.
So I didn't get power back till about 1:30 in the morning.
Holy shit. Yeah, they still, after that hurricane we had a couple weeks ago, there's still people in Massachusetts that don't have electricity.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. Thousands, actually.
Wow.
Yep. This is a messed up state. The state is, like, cursed. It's got to be the witches, you know? Must have some type of devil or witch curse, and I don't know. Massachusetts is fucked. It really is.
Like
a cloud hanging over this goddamn state.
Oh, no.
No. Seriously.
Oh, yeah, there's clouds hanging out. It's like I tell you guys, what happens on the East Coast, it's going to happen on the West Coast. It might not be the next day, but it's coming.
Yeah.
So is this your new co-host now, Phil?
Who, Kasha?
Yeah.
No, she's just kidding.
I'm calling every Tuesday.
I listened to your message, but I was, as I said, I was going to my class for criminals at 6, and you were leaving
uh-huh.
a message. I was walking out the door, so I couldn't really, and I listened to it again, but I'm so fucked up half the time, I can't understand anything anyway.
Well, I got,
I'm not going to lie.
I got MC, he says he's got a lot to talk about with bikers, but he's not sure, he didn't want to call in this week, but I extended an invitation for Thursday. He says he could talk about issues that affect the clubs. Well, yeah, there's a lot of issues. There's a step back. That's a lot of bullshit. There's, you know, it's like if the same thing I go through here in town. You got some yahoos that think if they see three guys standing together, they make a phone call or they get on the radio and say, hey, you know, these guys are doing this and these guys are doing that. I think we should investigate. That's how fucking stupid they are. But it's like I told you, if they went in your glove box to look for your registration and stuff, then you need to fill out that complaint. You got up to 90 days. Yeah, I'm telling you.
How do you spell training bra? How do you spell that?
If you don't know what to do, just send me the guy's name and his badge number, and I'll send you the form. I got a form letter for that.
Okay. Even if it happened like 5-6 months ago.
Yes.
Okay.
You're going to hear some bullshit that, oh, it only stays in there for a little bit. It stays in their personnel file. Goes in their personnel file. It counts against anything that they're trying to do, advance or schools or whatever.
Oh. Interesting.
And for easy, okay. Yes, I can see the message. I guess they're having some troubles over there with the phone.
Uh-oh.
But I can relate to her issue there that she's talking about.
Well, yeah, because half the time my phone cuts out on here, so I get like half of what everybody says.
Yeah.
It's awesome. It's just so awesome. So half the time
well,
I'm
I told
like,
you,
ah.
You got to get a tinfoil hat.
You got to get what?
You got to get a tinfoil hat.
Yeah.
I know, exactly. That's exactly it. God, I spent half my time asking what?
Gravity is.
Exactly.
So what do you got coming up, Kasha?
Let's see. A couple of shoots are coming up. I've got one next week. It's a bike shoot.
Uh-huh.
And something that's in the works that Ryan is kind of keeping hush-hush, but he tells me I've got to start looking really, really good for. So we kind of up my training with Rock House, kind of upping that a little bit. And so I'm kind of excited to find out what that is. So yeah, it's
what happened
like
what happened with our friends at Knuckle Up?
You know, your guess is as good as mine.
That's what I thought.
I can't wait to see what's going to happen.
Yeah.
I won't get into details, but out of privacy. But I know that Kasha and I have a mutual friend who's a director, John Kay. I'll just say this, okay. I know something's going on there. Getting into movies now? I mean, you're going to, you know. He's a pretty famous director, you know. Well, you know that.
He's very cool.
You know him, so.
Yeah.
Very nice guy.
Yeah, he's awesome.
Could have him come on the show some night.
You know, we were going to, Yeah, we were going to have him come on, but he is so busy that, I mean, it's...
He really, really works with some famous people. I mean, at first, you know...
Oh, yeah.
I don't know him personally, but I've talked to him through Facebook and stuff, and I was impressed with... I mean, he makes films for, you know, cheap money, but the people that he has in the films and the quality of his work is excellent.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's great. He really is. But, yeah, I don't know if he'll ever call in or not. I know we've talked to him about it, but... Like I said,
full.
He's so crazy busy. It'd be awesome if he could. Yeah. Definitely.
Well, you know, I got a comment here. Somebody wrote in points to us for being here last week when he wasn't. Well, I know that person happens to be blonde, so if you were sitting there waiting to hear my voice for 2 hours, I'm not the fool.
No kidding.
You know, it's like somebody else wrote in here. Because I guess Izzy's having trouble with the phone. Somebody else wrote in, pull the string on the cans harder.
Wow. Poor Izzy. Well, at least you can.
There's a little background there I can't go into without permission, but no, it's not
cool.
That.
Well, she's able to hear the show, though, isn't she?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, what I was meaning to ask you is, once again, what happened to Evil E? He's disappeared.
I don't know. I don't
Facebook
know if he went
page.
To Brazil.
I know he was
Brazil
calling
back.
You once in a while from England. That's where he lives, you know. And all of a sudden he disappears. He would call me every day, bro. He would call
yeah.
me, say hello. He was using
yeah.
Skype, you know. And then all of a sudden he deleted his Facebook page. He made a new page. I don't know. He's a good dude, too. I don't know what the hell happened to him. Hope he's all right.
Yeah. I don't know. He was getting some issues about some stuff he had written. And I think he just shut everything down and started from anew.
Well, I warned him. I told him, you know, you can't be saying this and doing this. And, you know, that crew that he hangs out with there.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, they're like over here. They're on the high priority list. You know, I a guy asked me, he says, you know those guys are criminals? I said, no, they're just organized criminals.
Yeah, they're not even really organized. If we're talking about the same people we're talking about.
No, those guys, they're organized, but not really. You know what I mean?
A lot of people think they're a motorcycle club, but they're not.
No, they're not.
They're a gang.
They're a mob.
They're a mob. There you go. They're a mob. I know a few of them. They're all right with me, but I told them, you know, I don't know. I just haven't heard from them. It's strange. This guy literally would call me and Gino 7 days a week from England.
Yeah.
From England. And all of a sudden, nothing.
Yeah.
Maybe he moved.
Well,
I
guess somebody got mad because they dropped out after I said if you were sitting here for 2 hours waiting for me to talk.
Oh, no.
I didn't mean to make him mad, but, you know.
Hey, come on.
You're going to come at me with
her.
Points for us being here last week when he wasn't, well, you know.
It happens.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And not only that, but you can't get your feelings that hurt if you're going to listen to this. You know how many times I've been razzed on here? Come on now. It's all in fun.
Yeah, you know, if you're going to get butt hurt.
I mean, goodness.
So, the other thing I was going to mention was, let me see if I can find it here real quick. There's a website called Courthouse News. And,
Courthouse News? Okay.
Courthouse News Service. That's all you got to type in is Courthouse News Service. But they want, in San Francisco, the Judicial Council of California, they put up help wanted signs. They're looking for a director or the administrative of the courts, which is, to me, the court system is legalized extortion.
No kidding.
Yeah, they they changed it like a California Hollywood stop. You know, where you roll up and roll through.
Yeah.
It used to be like a $160 fine. Now it's $500, and they wanted to double it to $1,000.
Oh my gosh.
Then they made the law you can turn right on red, so when people pull up to the light turns red and they make a right turn, the camera takes their picture and it's $542.
What?
Holy.
That's crazy.
Friggin' communist.
Yep. You know, did you guys hear about that kid in San Antonio that got in a fight at the school bus stop?
Uh-uh.
No.
And the prickly school cop killed the kid.
Really?
And they say this guy's been reprimanded 16 times in the last 4 years, suspended without pay 5 times, and recommended for termination for insubordination. But they kept him they sent him to remedial training. But they must have sent him to an anger management class.
Wow.
And then the other one, I don't know if you heard about this one, where the mom says, here, I'll tell you, where the mom says teaching video about breastfeeding was turned into porn.
What?
Yep.
Wow.
Yep. Getting crazy.
Oh my gosh.
Hey, Phil, what do you know about shovelheads? I'll tell you the deal. Since this is the biker show, we can talk some biker things here too. My friend has a 1980 shovel head. He had a bunch of work done to it. He starts it up, it runs like shit. It stalls out. It's you know, hesitating. It smokes. It only smokes out of one exhaust pipe. You know anything about shovels? I mean,
I forgot more than I can tell you right now. But
bike's a piece of shit, in my opinion. But he had all this work done to it. New plugs, new oil, new fuel, everything.
The guy you want to talk to about that is Bill.
Oh, Bill, actually, that's a good idea, yeah. Yeah, he knows, I'm sure he knows a lot about shovelheads. He's old enough. No, it's a nice bike.
Today, it's very hard to find somebody that can work on those, dude.
Yep.
Very hard.
Yeah.
You know,
I
gotta
log off early because I gotta fold my training bras and the rest of my laundry. Make call in Thursday. It was nice talking to you both.
Hey, you know, California just came up with, I talked about this a couple weeks ago, and I was gonna talk about it Thursday, last Thursday, but the power went out, but it's, Senate Bill 914, which search warrants portable electronic devices. And what it does, basically the summary of it, is it restricts the authority of law enforcement to search portable electronic devices without obtaining a search warrant. Because I told you guys about Michigan was downloading people's phones.
Oh, right.
Well, I can tell you this before I go. Law enforcement can shove the search warrants up their asses. Okay, that's all I have to say about that. You know they're listening. I'll call in Thursday and talk to you guys then.
Bye, Pete.
Okay.
Phil, I'll call you tomorrow.
Okay.
Take care.
And then,
Bye.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to take us out with my favorite song. You'll know what this is when you hear it, Kasia.
You're so
no,
funny.
It's not that one.
No?
Okay. That one. Let me find it here real quick. I'll have to bring it up. It's not going.
Okay.
I'll have to bring it up.
Okay.
But, keep me in the loop, and then whatever you guys come up with, have Ryan send it to me.
Okay. Awesome.
Okay. But I'm going to take us out with Axel Rudy Pell's Forever Angel.
Sweet. Nah.
And I welcome everybody to tune in Thursday.
Okay. Well, if I'm able to call and harass you for Thursday, I will.
Okay. And I'm gonna put this the link up in the chat room, but I'm gonna let these guys take us out right now. So this
okay.
is I'm gonna call it a night. I thank everybody for listening. I thank you for calling in, and here we go. Okay, we'll talk to you soon. Good night, everybody.
All right, honey. Bye.
Made your own law.
All right. Good night, everybody.
Good night, hon. We'll talk to you later.
All right. Bye-bye.